The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, undoubtedly there are many benefits in sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind. The peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noble messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that those individuals who send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 50 times a day, then the greatest of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall shake their hand on the day of judgment. Undoubtedly, my dear viewers, this is a huge virtue. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we're currently in Egypt, Cairo, my dear viewers, and we shall be continuing with the life of this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa ibn Imran, Hazrat Musa, who is the son of Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, previously we heard that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he had slapped a Coptic. And with such strength which he possessed, due to this slap of his, this Coptic had died. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was frightened. He immediately repented. He said this was the cause of the shaitan. And then Fir'aun, he's out in search for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was unsure where to go, what to do. A person, he came, his name was Hibra'il, it's mentioned, that this person, he was a person who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed in the one God and he kept this hidden. When he heard that Fir'aun was out to go and capture Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Fir'aun had sent his people to capture Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he quickly went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and he warned him. He warned him to leave this place. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves and he goes to a place which is known as Madian. Now, it's not just as simple as I mentioned that Hazrat Musa goes to Madian. There was a huge distance. It said that it's a month of traveling. Now, it's a beautiful story as to what happens next. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes to a water place. He comes towards some sort of well. When he comes towards a well, he sees that there are two women there. There are two women there and there's also a group of people. The group of people, they've brought their livestock, they've brought their sheep, their goats, whatever it is they have, and they give them water to drink. But the two girls, they do not feed their goats or sheep. They do not feed their cattle. But rather they pull their cattle back. So this seems strange to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he approaches them and he asks them. He says, "What is the matter with you? The rest of the people, they're feeding their cattle, but you're pulling your sheep back, you're not feeding your cattle. What is the reason for this?" And then they explain their situation to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They tell Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that our father, he's very weak, he's very old. These people, they disrespect us, they dishonor us. They don't allow us or our sheep to drink water from the well. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's a person who loves to enforce justice, and it's natural. He was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So upon hearing this, he becomes quite angry. And he approaches those people and he pushes past them. He comes towards the water. Now it's said that the people, what they had done was they had covered the well. It may have been a well, it may have been something else. In the Quran al-Kareem, it states in Ma' water of Madian. And from reading, it makes it seem like it's some sort of well. And it said that this was covered, a well of some sort of fountain. And these people, they had covered this. But my dear viewers, what happens next is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes towards the well. And the daughters, they say, you will not be able to remove this huge boulder, this huge rock. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he replies that I will be able to do it insha'Allah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful lesson. To say insha'Allah for the things of the future. Don't always say, yes, tomorrow I'm going to do this, tomorrow I'm going to do that. You may never do it. You may never remain alive to do it. But recite, mention, insha'Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, then I shall do it. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will, insha'Allah ta'ala. He says, bi'idhnihi, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he recites, Bismillahil azim al-wahidil ma'bud, ilahi Ibrahim wa Ishaq, وَيَعْقُوبْ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he begins with Bismillah. He recites Bismillah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is one, the one who is worshipped, the Lord of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Lord of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, the Lord of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he lifts this boulder, he lifts this rock, and he places it to the side, he moves it to the side. The rest of the people, they are watching, petrified, absolutely amazed by the strength that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam possessed in order to move such a huge rock. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam feed their sheep, to give them water. So this is what they do. And then they return to their father. When they return to their father, they tell their father what happened. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sees them coming, he says, what is this? You've come much earlier than you would ever come. And on top of that, your cattle look like they've had enough food and they've had enough water too. You know, they look fuller than they've ever been. More satiated is the correct word. They look satiated, like they've eaten to their full. Like never before. And you've also come earlier at the same time. So he asks them, what is it? How is this possible? And they explain the story of this man that they met, and how that person was kind enough to help them. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it said that he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some food. And the scholars state that never has Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything from the world, except on this one occasion. Because it said that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had traveled from Egypt towards Madian, Madian's in nowadays Jaziratul Arab, towards Midian, he would eat grass. This is what he would eat, leaves and grass, and he was hungry. And the scholars state this is the only one time that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything from the world. And what did he ask for? Bread for food, just to remove his hunger. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of these two ladies, the father of these two women, he says, go call him, bring him here. We will give him some reward, we will give him some food, he may be hungry. Call him here. And it said that one of the daughters, they then go and call him. But it's beautiful how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran has described how this woman goes. It said that she goes in such a state that she has haya. She possesses modesty. And different scholars, they give interpretations as to what it means here. And some of the scholars, they have stated that she goes covering her face. That this is the state she goes in. And then she tells Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that my father is calling you. He wishes to give you something. And she says, she takes him to her house. And it's mentioned that when he meets Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, it's said that Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he speaks to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asks him, what is your story? What is it that brings you here? Generally, if you were to see a new person, these are the questions you would ask. Where are you from? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells him that I'm from Egypt, and this is the situation, this is a Pharaoh, and he's out to kill me. Hazrat Shu'aib says, do not worry. You do not need to worry. For the Fir'aun, he has no authority here. You are safe from the Fir'aun here. Instead of Hazrat Shu'aib, he says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that I wish to give you my daughter in marriage, my daughter's hand in marriage, on the condition that you take care of my cattle for 8 years. If you do it for 10, even better. On this condition, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he accepts this. And it's been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, قَالَ لِي جِبْرَائِيلَ Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, the great angel, has said, تَإِن سُئِلْتَ عَنْ إِسْمِ إِمْرَأَةِ مُوسَى فَقُلْ سَفُورًا Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if anybody asks you in regards to the name of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, then tell them her name was Safura. وَإِن سُؤِلْتَ أَيَّ إِبْنَأَتِ شُعِيب كَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ مُوسَى فَقُلْ صُغْرَاهُمَا Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that if anybody asks you, you see, because in the glorious Quran is mentioned that one of the two daughters was given in marriage to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the question is which one? So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if anybody asks you, which of the two daughters was it? Yes, her name was Safura, but which one was Safura? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that if anybody asks you which of the two it was it the older one or was it the younger one? Then tell them that it was the younger one from amongst the two. And if they ask you, how many years did Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam serve Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam? Then state that the more of the two, meaning he served Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam for 10 years. And really is beautiful the way this happened. This is the same time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the famous staff, the famous miracles which were given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for the staff, it was during this time in Midian that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the staff. Inshallah azzawajal, today we shall be learning a little about this staff. How did Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam get this staff? It said that Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he had some sort of, you could say, a house, some sort of place he had. And within this house, within this room possibly, there were 70 staffs, sticks. There were 70 staffs. And these were staffs of the prophets. Hazrat Shu'aib understood that this person is no ordinary person. That this Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, he must be a prophet. So he says to Hazrat Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, go inside this room. And there are 70 staffs. You choose one staff. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes in, he picks up one staff, he returns, he comes out. When Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam sees the staff that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has picked up, he says, no, go put that back and pick up another one. It's said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes back. In another narration is mentioned that Hazrat Shu'aib says to his daughter that here you take this stick, you go, put it back where the rest of the staffs, where the rest of the sticks are, but put it underneath the rest of the sticks. There's a full pile, there's 70, put it underneath there. And it said that the second time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone, automatically that same stick rose to the top, and again Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes that same stick. Again Hazrat Shu'aib, he says, no, not this one. Why is it that Hazrat Shu'aib said not this one? The reason being was because Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew that this staff, this particular stick, this shall be for that special prophet who will be Kaleem Allah, who shall speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who shall converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he realizes that every time Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes and he brings the same staff, then he understands that that great prophet, that special prophet who shall speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, this is this same Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then his love increases even more for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, honestly, the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is so beautiful, and it teaches us about the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you plan, you could plan whatever you wish, but that plan will only work out to be the way you wish for it, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best, is the greatest of planners. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as a baby, he was a threat to Fir'aun. So much so that Fir'aun was killing thousands of children just to get to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But that same Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was brought up in the palace of Fir'aun. This same Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed love in the heart of Hazrat Asiya, in the heart of anybody who saw Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even Fir'aun himself. Even Fir'aun himself. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep in mind that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for you, this is for your betterment. Sometimes you may go through a difficulty, an anxiety you may be suffering from, but don't forget, at the end of it, inshallah, remain patient and this shall be beneficial for you. Inshallah, join us for our next episode and you shall hear more about the life of this great prophet, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu alal habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. عليه السلام.